My companions saw the light, but did not hear the voice of the one who spoke to me. I asked, "What shall I do, sir?" In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So when we look at the conversion of St. Paul, one of the interesting things is that he was, as he likes to talk about all the time in his letters, when he's speaking about his own conversion, he says, look, I'm one who was fighting against God. I was going every direction against Jesus. And then I met him on the road, and then I began to preach him. I was going 100% against him. Then this thing which we celebrate today, the conversion of St. Paul, happened. And then after that, he began to glorify his name forever. A complete 180-degree change. What it shows us there in St. Paul is that there is a constant desire, as we talked about yesterday, to do whatever it is that the will of God is. When he hears the will of God, he's immediately moved. So when he hears this light, when Jesus calls out to him a man who he is persecuting from the light, his first question is, okay, what am I to do? This really is you. I can tell in the interior of myself that something has happened here. What do I do? Then he immediately goes and does it. He immediately follows and does whatever this voice says. Well, that's what it means to do the will of God. That's what it means to be responsive to Christ. It's not to go back and ponder and say, could this really be God asking me to do this? Am I really supposed to go over there and talk to this person to share them a little bit of the good news? What if they reject me in some sort of way? What if they look at me funny and say, why are you talking to me? We haven't talked in a long time. Does St. Paul do that? Does he say, look, you want me to go talk to this guy named Ananias who's going to come and heal me? Well, what if I can't find him? What if I am not able to make it to this place? What if I stumble into somebody and it happens to not be him? Then I'm going to be really embarrassed. Does he ask those questions? He doesn't. He goes, is led by the Spirit, and finds him. Why? Because he has that willingness to do whatever it is that the will of God is. Each one of us have that opportunity today as well. We're here at Mass. We're here listening to his voice. God is presenting us himself. When he is raised up, we have the opportunity to be blinded by his light. And in his light, I promise you, God is speaking. He speaks to us from the Eucharist. And if we allow ourselves to actually listen to him, to conform ourselves to his will, he's going to begin to call us to go and to do things, to say things. And our only response needs to be, okay, Lord, you're here. What do you want me to do? As we see him today and as we approach to receive him, if we're able to do so worthily, let us ask Christ to have the same disposition of St. Paul, which led him to great conversion, and to bring many who are fighting him just as bad as St. Paul was back to his side. I'll say again what he said. May we say it as we see him and come to receive him. He said to me, the voice came and the one speaking to me, and I asked him, what shall I do, sir? And when we turn to God, to Jesus, may we say, what shall we do, sir? And like St. Paul, go do it.